The Rob Anybody and Dawn Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody save this show? And now back to Rad Radio.
Tomorrow morning, the guys from Circles with an S are back. That's the social media positivity app. You can download it for free in the App Store right now. Then you follow your friends, you follow people you trust, you can follow all of us. And you look for recommendations in a variety of categories, so many different categories, restaurants, shows you can watch. I need a landscaper. I need a housekeeper. There's so many things in there. Oh, my God, my car. Anybody know auto body? It's all in there. I'm on the board of directors. A lot of people have invested in it. A lot of you have invested. You can still go to radradio.com, click on the Circles app, and get in on the WeFunder account. Tomorrow we are going to talk about the new message group chat. It will be ready. We've been teasing this for over a month. Yes, it does. It does take a while to get these things right. And this one, as described, will not disappoint. And that we'll get into why this is such a big deal tomorrow. We will also discuss the Circles launch party. This was promised 5 years ago when we started this whole thing. If you had invested at least $5,000, you would be invited to the party. If you still choose to invest $5,000, you will also be invited to the party. We do need your RSVP. A WeFunder thing went out. There's an email went out. We just need to know that you're going to show up on April 18th. From 5 to 9 p.m. It's in Roseville. It's basically a cocktail party. We're all just going to hang out. There'll be music. There'll be food. There'll be drink. And there'll be a lot of fun. We'll talk more about that. We got some questions about the Circles launch party. So that'll be tomorrow morning. The guys from Circles with an S will join us. I have a very quick, in fact, it's like a one-story version of entertainment news.
Overture, curtain and lights. It's time for
only because it falls under the heading of a lot of things we've been doing lately, like, do we need this? Do we need this reboot, this remake? Most notably on the heels of the Jake Gyllenhaal version of Roadhouse. I don't even know what you call that. It's not a sequel. It's not a reboot.
It's inspired by.
It's more inspired by. Yeah.
A reimagination.
Yeah, and you know, again, it seems to be very polarizing. It's on Amazon Prime. I give it an 8 out of 10. Other people have written in, given it a 2 or a 3 out of 10, saying the actor's terrible. And a lot of people have a problem with Conor McGregor, who I think plays a perfect role in the movie. But there's so much of this that we're getting. And how many sequels and remakes and redos, and so many of them can be bad. And then you get the surprises. You get Maverick.
So good.
But then on the other end of the spectrum, you get Frasier.
Ugh.
Or that 90s show.
Oh. Yeah.
So, do we need this? Once again, Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a reboot.
Darn.
What?
No.
I'm talking about the Johnny Depp version movies.
I'm not qualified, I don't think, honestly, with this, because what made it fun is the ages that the kids were at in our life. You know, they loved these movies, and so that always adds to it. That, you know, it's going to be a thing and a family time, and it's all surrounded by that. So I have good feelings about it because of all of that. I haven't sat down and just watched it myself.
I liked the first Pirates of the Caribbean when they first came out with the Johnny Depp version. The sequels to it were crap. It just kept going on and on. It's like, why do you need to keep telling this story? They weren't compelling enough. And honestly, the whole Disney ride into a movie formula is getting really tired. Like, they did it with Haunted Mansion in the early aughts, I think, with Eddie Murphy. And then they did another one most recently that's on Disney Plus, and I can't remember any notable people. The guy who talks like this and has a big nose, and Owen Wilson.
Okay,
he's in it, and it's fine, but yeah, we don't need any more Disney rides turned into movies.
So you say it's a reboot, and it's not an extension, so like it's going to be a whole new cast and everything. Is Johnny Depp even going to be part of this?
This is what I love about this story, because the answer is no, we don't need a reboot. The guy that produced Pirates of the Caribbean is the same guy that did the Top Gun series, Jerry Bruckheimer, one of the most famous names in the industry. And he spoke about the two franchises. And he said, quote, "With Top Gun, you have an actor who is iconic, brilliant, and how many movies he does before he does. In other words, you know, he's doing Mission Impossible, he's doing Top Gun, he's doing talking about Tom Cruise. Okay, yeah. I mean, he's saying with Top Gun, you got Tom Cruise, and we got to work around him. Next sentence. But we're going to reboot Pirates. It's a lot easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors.
Yeah. Little dig at Johnny Depp.
He's none of those things, apparently.
A little dig. That's like shade from the biggest redwood tree in Northern California.
Yeah. It's like you're irrelevant.
None of the main cast. There will be no Johnny Depp, no Orlando Bloom, no Keira Knightley. Oh. It will be a complete reboot of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Kyle, you like Keira Knightley?
She was good. That's the girl in Pirates of the Caribbean that hooked up with Orlando Bloom. She was hot in that movie. Yeah.
She did good in the movie.
But look at it this way,
Kyle. I haven't kept up on her.
She's older. She's getting saggy. Yeah. You know, yeah.
In the movie, she's hot.
Anybody and Dawn. The Rob. Anybody and Dawn Show.